All right, guys, back. Third episode of the podcast.
Episode Trace.
Of The Fine Print. Thank you guys so much for the support, by the way. We've reached 100,000 plays.
Yeah, it's really insane, guys. I just like to say that I have used all of your generous funding and donations
to buy myself
a new Lamborghini.
You know, I bought myself a brand new Tesla Model X. I'm very proud of it. Just kidding. We're recording this episode right after the second one, so we have no idea what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah, this is weird. To think that like whoever's listening to this is going to be hearing
in the future.
It a week after it actually
That's happened. How most things are.
Yeah, I guess, but...
All right, for this episode, we're going to... It's my song this time this week, and I picked what should have been the first one.
Well, that was completely up to you because you got the first.
I know, but because I was stupid, I finally made the right decision, and we're going to do Africa by Toto. That's an obvious one that we like should have done a long time ago.
I mean, you can't even have a podcast
without mentioning Africa.
Yeah. Or Toto.
Or Toto. Hey, Spencer.
Yeah?
I hear the drums echoing tonight.
That's actually quite appropriate because there's a drum set right behind us.
There's literally a drum set right behind us. And whenever, if you know anything about drum kits, you know, the cymbals, they kind of, the vibrations of our voice and all that make them move a little bit and they make a noise. So we have three pillows stacked on top of the cymbals right now.
It looks hilarious, honestly.
You should play with those on there.
They'd fall off the second I hit them.
That's true, yeah.
Also, my cat's going to be annoying.
Yeah.
But that's, you know what? We're not pros. We don't have a studio.
We're in a basement.
Yeah, we're in a basement.
With a mattress next to us. It's just up against the wall.
So, I mean, deal with it.
Deal with it. Dude, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Who?
My grandma. Who's making me pancakes.
Now I want your grandma's pancakes. Were they good pancakes?
They're really good. I forgot.
Chocolate chip?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
They were big. They were thick pancakes. They weren't like baby skinny ones, mm-hmm. You know? That catches me out. They weren't like baby ones. They were good ones.
Is there what? We can't laugh every time the
kid I know. Okay, happens. Yeah. What were you saying? Is there what?
Is there such thing as a bad pancake, though? Like, yeah. Have you ever had a bad pancake? Like, when you were like, I don't want this.
Yeah. Those like pre-bought, pre-made ones that you put in like the toaster oven,
and like Eggos.
Yeah.
Fun fact:
Eggos waffles are fine. But
yeah, I just had an Eggos chocolate chip waffle for the first time like 2 weeks ago. First time ever.
They're good.
They're so good.
They're great. Waffles are different than pancakes, though.
They really are.
When it comes to like a microwave oven, toaster oven.
No, I think waffles. Pancakes and French toast. I know that French toast is obviously kind of in a different category.
Yeah.
But as far as like breakfast foods go, waffles and pancakes, some people, I don't know what is wrong with them, but they're like, oh yeah, they're the same thing.
I don't get that. Yeah.
They're worlds different.
What do you like more, pancakes or waffles? This is big. This is a big question, big answer.
It really depends on what I'm feeling. I can't pick one. I can't say I like one more than the other.
But I can straight up say I like pancakes more than waffles.
I mean, I usually am feeling pancakes.
Because I don't. It's just like waffles are good. I don't know. I it's not my first pick. I always go for pancakes.
Like, so we probably do breakfast dinner like once every 10 or 12 days.
Yeah.
And so it's either going to be waffles, pancakes, or French toast. And I'd say I pick waffles. A little less than pancakes.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Like, I would... Because I usually end up making them. Because I don't know.
And pancakes are just easier to make.
Yeah. Well, no, not even because they're easier to make. Just, like, I'm feeling pancakes more often. And then maybe 40% of the time I'm feeling waffles. Mm-hmm. And then some of the time I'm feeling French toast.
I hear you.
I don't like making French toast, though. The whole putting it in the egg and stuff, that's gross. So even if I want French toast, I'm not even going to make it.
That's okay, man. I mean, she's coming in 12:30 flight.
You're referring to the woman who heard whispers?
Yeah, she's freaking has ADHD.
What is...
We went to a concert
and
they were playing drums
and
she heard talking.
That's... I don't really think that's ADHD.
What would that be called? Not that's schizophrenia, right?
Yeah.
That's 100%
schizophrenia.
So you're saying I should dump her, right?
Probably. Oh, get shoot. No. Be a good guy. Get her help.
Yeah, put her to rehab first.
And why is she on? She's on a plane currently. Like,
she's coming into town visiting.
Mm-hmm. Does she live out of town?
No, she's just went on a plane that did a circle, and she's landing at 12:30.
Why?
She's schizophrenia, dude. She's crazy.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's good. Any question that arises, it's just gonna be, I don't know, schizophrenia, dude.
I have a funny story about someone at work. It wasn't like a person, it was a customer. I was just doing my thing. I don't know if I told you this or not, but it's so funny to me. I was doing my thing. I was at my register. I work in a movie theater. We have a register at the concession stands. It's kind of like goes by really fast to customers. So I'm like, all right, here's your stuff. Thank you. Enjoy your movie.
And they're only getting like popcorn and a drink.
It's pretty simple. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm kind of like always like in this routine. I'm like, oh, this is what I have to say. This is what I have to do. Done. It's like very repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at my register, and someone comes up and go, how can I? The most gorgeous girl walked up to my register. It was like, and I was in awe. I was like,
I just died in your arms tonight.
That's what it felt like. Huh. Because I'm like, I'm looking at my register, and I'm like already talking to her. I'm like, yeah, I can help you. I can help you, you know? And I was like, you know what? I want to get the customers going as fast as I can. This one I was trying to draw as long as I could.
Would you like any popcorn?
It was like, can I have M&M's? I go, yeah, M&M's. Really slowly reach my hand into the
counter. Like M&M's, like those candies, you know, like the with the colors and there's chocolate inside. Yeah, those.
Yeah, those ones.
Okay, I'm just gonna go grab those.
And I grab. I'm like, oh, you said Junior Mints? No, M&M's. I knew the whole time
she gets M&M's. Like really annoyed at you, and he's like, "Jeez, this guy's ridiculous."
I like it's like, imagine like I take a receipt, I quickly grab my numbers. Like, do you want your receipt? She goes, "No." I'm like, you sure you don't want your receipt?
It's actually company policy. We have to give you.
It's just a funny story. Like, it's just I thought that was great. And the person next to me who's getting the stuff, he goes, "Dude, she was fine." And I go, "Dude, I know." Well, I mean, the moonlight wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation.
That just changed topics really quick.
It sounds like a poem.
This song is very poetic, but like the moonlight, so. Like
the moonlight wings
of the plane that she is on.
Yeah. The moonlight wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation.
That's
really deep.
I was just about to say that's very deep.
The moonlight wings that, like, that's crazy.
So is he saying that the wings of the plane she is on? Oh my gosh.
Are what's guiding her towards salvation?
No, it's guiding him.
Yeah.
So she is his salvation.
Yeah.
Cause that's what the plane is. The plane is bringing her to him. That's good stuff.
Wow. Okay. We go from that beautiful line to, I stopped an old man along the way.
On your way to where?
Probably the airport?
That would make sense. I was just at an airport a few days ago.
For what?
Friend, Naomi.
Oh, she left. Yeah.
Yeah.
She left. Forgot.
Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye, Naomi, if you're listening. she's not listening.
Yeah, so... That's it. I mean, I don't know. I find it weird. I like to brag about the fact that I know someone that's as smart as she is.
Yeah, no, it's actually very, very true.
So, like, she's going to UCLA, University of
California, Los Angeles.
Clalifornla.
University of Dream of California.
We'll do that song eventually.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, I was seeing her off. It was pretty sad.
Darn, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy, and like she's really short.
Yeah, so, that really was relevant.
No, like because as she was like literally, she's walking away.
You look like a child,
and I'm like, oh my gosh, that 8-year-old should find her parents. Like, and I'm like, oh wait, no, that's Naomi.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's like you're giving your own, you're sending your own kid off somewhere.
It's yeah, like man. I felt like a moral responsibility to like. Honey, do you need help? Like, are you okay? Where's your mom? But yeah, it was interesting to...
You know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to find some long-forgotten words or ancient melodies.
I feel like...
Have you heard of any?
Have Yeah, I'm looking for like a lawnmower. Have you heard of anyone who has a?
You heard of any forgotten words, ancient melodies?
That would be a great social experiment, or not?
Really. What? What do you mean?
Just like doing random things with people. Just walking up to them and be like, "Have you heard of ancient rhymes or melodies?"
line reminds me of the song. Reminds me of Piano Man when he goes, "Like this, this old memory. I forgot how it goes. Memory kind of is like the melody. It's well, how does it go? It's like that one
by Michael Jackson.
No, stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot.
It's like, it's old memory. It's long and it's sweet. It made me complete. Something like that.
It's long and it's
sweet and knew it. I knew it complete.
Knew it. Yeah."
It sounded because it's memory.
When I was a younger man.
And I was a younger man, just clothes, something like that. I don't remember exactly. It's a great song. You're probably going to have to do it eventually.
Yeah.
But that's just that line kind of reminds me of that. The whole, like, ancient melodies, memories sort of thing. Because memory, he refers to memory as a melody. It's good. But, I mean, the same guy I talked to, he turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you."
Could you just imagine that?
Someone screams that to you.
No, let me take complete control right now.
Go for it.
Colin, close your eyes.
All right, I'm closed. They're closed.
You are walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you are so lost.
Yeah.
Please don't talk. You're gonna. Yeah.
You were saying?
I was saying. I'll get that close to the mic too. Just this is turned to ASMR. Should we start scratching the microphone? That's going to sound so horrible.
What were you saying? I'm closed. So, eyes are closed.
So imagine you're walking on the street and there's this girl and she's coming in on a flight. She has schizophrenia. and
yes, my favorite.
And you're looking for your salvation and you need some words and ancient rhymes and melodies. Mm-hmm. And you walk up to this old man. I'm just going to assume he's homeless just for the sake of this circumstance that we're making up.
Yeah.
He's homeless. And he says, let me look at these lyrics. He says, what does he say?
Hurry, boy, is waiting there for you.
He just says to you, hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Now this
That's creepy.
This old, what does he know about your life?
He knows that it's waiting for me. What is the context? Hoping to find some long-forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me. He didn't even say it. He just turned to me as if to say, it's waiting there for you.
Wait, he turned to you.
He turned to me as if to say.
So, like, this dude isn't even talking to you.
Imagine just someone turning on.
And you just get it.
It's waiting.
You just get it from their eyes.
Yeah. That's sick, though.
That's pretty sick nasty, bro.
Well, it's going to take a lot to take me away from you.
That's very kind. I feel like we are friends that is like we could like do long distance. Like we would like we talk to each other
enough.
We would text.
Yeah, I'd keep in touch.
Yeah, we continue the podcast definitely.
We would somehow continue it.
Yeah, Skype.
It would sound really bad, but we'd do it.
Yeah, we'd find a way. Send me on my way.
Haha, that's a reference to the first episode of our podcast, The Fine Print.
Yeah,
if you haven't checked it out already, please click play and just give us some applause, thumbs up. Let me know how you think.
Just plug the podcast that you're doing
in the podcast
that you're doing.
In the show about the podcast. Have you guys ever heard of The Academy?
Nope.
It's a TV show that Spence and I are in.
Yeah, this is true.
It's very true. Go on YouTube right now, look up The Academy Show, and you'll find the greatest show ever. Anyways.
It's pretty good. Oh my goodness, now we can't do a face reveal.
Shoot!
Good job, Colin.
My bad. They're watching our show, so it's fine. Anyways, dude, there's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do to like, separate us?
Yeah. Or, you know, just anything.
I feel like 100 men could quite easily separate us.
Very easily, yeah. If 100 men were really trying to separate us, maybe that's a sign that, you know what, this isn't working out.
There's 100 people whose goal is to separate us.
There's 100 people outside right now who are trying to separate us.
Maybe we should just become mortal enemies.
Enemies.
An anemone.
Where do you live? An anemone.
I find that to be like the worst thing about doing this podcast is that I don't want to cut. like, I don't want to have to do cuts and stuff, and I don't want to have to redo things. Because, like, I... like
sometimes that happens. There's some podcast where the whole episode deletes, so we have to redo it. That hasn't happened to us yet.
Thank goodness. So I really don't want to have to do that. Like, if I stutter or I mispronounce a word, I'm not really going to care. I'll make fun of myself.
I'm a minimal mom on that.
I'm not okay. I'm on my phone, mama.
Remember that one time that one guy came up to us? And then he goes, I'm the Gaboria, one die. You can tell the story. It's really funny.
So, all right. So, Colin and I, along with a few other friends, we were... Yeah, you can be quiet, Kat. We, super late at night. It was like 3 must in the morning. Must be 2 or 3
in the morning, yeah.
It was crazy late. We're at Tops because we wanted ice cream, right?
Heck yeah, man.
So we got like we got ice cream, and we're literally the only two cars. There was like 6 or 7 of us, mm-hmm. and we took two cars. So there's two cars in this whole Tops parking lot, and we're just standing in a circle eating ice cream out of the carton
and cheese balls or goldfish.
Yeah,
and cheese balls.
I don't know
who had cheese balls. Someone did. Anyways,
I don't remember.
Anyways, we're just having fun.
Completely irrelevant to the story. So it's 3 in the morning, and we're in a fine part of town.
Yeah, no, nothing.
So this dude, out of nowhere, like, I swear, like, I didn't... Did you see a car or anything pull up?
No, I think he just walked out of Tops.
I swear, he came out
he
of...
Did, he didn't have a car. He came out asking for a
thin
ride.
Air. This dude comes walking up to us, obviously highly intoxicated, and asks for a ride.
To the airport.
Yeah. Did he ask to the airport?
I think he said Genesee, but that's the airport.
I don't know. So this dude asked for a ride, obviously very highly intoxicated, oldish dude, 40s, 50s.
I'd say late 40s.
And now this is a group of 4 guys, Colin of which is 6'4", 250.
Yeah.
I am 5'11", 140. And now I'm not an intimidating person, but
the other two guys.
I wrestled, so I have...
You have, yeah. You
I had experience in handling another human being.
I mean,
and the other two guys, of which are like 5'7",
but they're
like 160, and they're
firefighters.
Boxers. Well, the one's a firefighter, and the one's a boxer.
Yeah.
So this drunk dude comes walking up to us, and if he's looking for trouble, he has found it. I mean, He asked for a ride. We're like, no, dude, you're weird, you're old, you're drunk, and we honestly don't have rooms in the cars. Because we had one SUV and one pickup truck.
Yeah.
So the SUV was full, and so was the pickup truck. So even if we wanted to or could have, we wouldn't have been able to.
And our boxer friend was kind of instigating. So like,
He loves...
He was toying him.
He feeds off of that stuff.
Yeah.
So this guy comes out. He whatever. They talk smack back and forth. I don't even really remember. It wasn't...
It's funny. Yeah, it was funny.
It would have been a fine YouTube video.
It would have been a good clickbait.
This dude goes into Tops, whatever, probably asking people in Tops for...
Yeah, wait a minute. He went to Tops.
Yeah.
Oh, where did he come from?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I don't
shoot,
think he
never,
came out of Tops.
So, yeah, because he ended up coming out of Tops.
Yeah.
So let's skip to when he comes back
he
out.
He goes into Tops, comes out maybe 15, 20 minutes later,
yeah.
starts walking right towards us. Now,
literally
this,
right towards the
he,
car.
Like, his eyes are, like, on us.
Yeah.
And now, I did say this is a group of 4 guys, but it's also a group of four girls.
3 or 4 girls.
There was 4.
4. Yeah.
So, sure. It's 4 girls, and immediately this guy comes out of Tops, mad look on his face.
Yeah.
We all open the SUV, go, girls, get inside, lock the doors. This guy is sketching us out right now. Yeah. He literally walked. He basically walked up to the window of the SUV.
Yeah, right next to the car. Basically, right where they were.
And they were freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
The 4 guys are just staring him down.
We're just looking at him.
Like, if you touch that car, we're going to jump you.
I'm pretty sure all of us were ready just to
like,
get 'cause
that's not funny. Like, if you're messing around with young girls, and as he walks away, again, the boxer friend of ours is instigating.
Love it. It's great. It's so funny.
So, but this guy goes, he was so confident in himself, and I'm not saying he was not
drunk.
A tough guy, but
given the circumstance,
he was drunk. I mean, he couldn't have done much.
Yeah.
But he turns it. He's walking the opposite direction of us now. He turns his back and mumbles the words, I could knock each one of you out one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he was far away enough
So that, Spencer thought
that I was like, you know what? This is just funny. This is a great circumstance. I love this. This is so funny.
It's so funny.
So I repeat back to him trying to imitate, and I go, I could knock each one of you out one at a time.
And he said it like so loud, and then
and it sounded exactly like the guy, to be completely
funny.
Honest.
Yeah, it was so
and
funny.
That very second, this dude stopped in his tracks. And now what the funniest part was, imagine a dude walking away from you so his back is to you, but he stops and then looks at you, but his feet don't
his
move.
Feet don't move.
So just
yeah.
like an owl, like his torso just moved completely 180 and just looked at us like, I cannot believe you right now.
And he just
oh, the one of the funniest things ever.
He just kind of kept walking away.
Yeah, and then
and that
I mean,
was it.
He stared us down for a second after that. He was obviously hurt. I had hurt his feelings. Yeah, and then he just walked away. And actually, shortly after, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after, a cop pulled up and was he was like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" Thinking we were probably up to something.
Probably.
But then we were like, "No, there's a drunk guy.
There's a guy over here
just walking around
we
looking
see some
for rides."
Cops lights go off.
Yeah. So
we hope he went home safe.
Yeah, I mean, we don't hope anything bad on the guy, but of course, I mean, like, hope that the cop just took him home and he was able to get home safe and everything that night. But that was. Yeah, wow, that was
a long, long, long story.
A sip of water.
You know what I need a sip of? Rain water. Speaking of rain, I bless the rains down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had.
I really wish that I could take the time to do things that I never had the opportunity to do.
I wanna go skydiving.
I was.
What?
Just about to say that.
Really?
I wanna go skydiving.
It's so fun.
I totally do.
I wanna go bungee jumping, skydiving. Parasailing? Parasailing, yeah.
Yeah, on the water. With
on the water, yeah. So they're riding a jet ski, and I'm mm-hmm. on the thing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That'd be sick.
Do you have any animals? You have cats.
Yeah.
Do you ever want a dog? You dog guy?
I could do a dog.
Dog? You know, speaking of dogs, the wild dogs crowd in the night.
That's scary, man. Like, if you're out in the country.
It's like a wolf.
Yeah, if you're in the country at night and you hear, like, howling and stuff. You can never tell how close it is to you.
Yeah.
That's some creepy stuff.
There was, I was at our one friend's grandma's house, Sam and Nick, their grandma. Mm-hmm. And we were just going to like their garage. They have two garages.
Yeah, they got the barn in the back.
We're in the barn in the back.
Yeah.
And we walk over there and we just turn the corner and there's just a coyote sitting there.
Oh, boy.
And then Nick, he just screams, "Coyote, run!" And we're all just running down the, like, "Oh, no, no, no!" And we turned around. It wasn't even chasing us. It was just sitting there.
Yeah.
But it was so funny.
Yeah, that'd be pretty intimidating.
Yeah. It'd be intimidating because I feel like the coyote's just kind of sitting there and he kind of got sort of restless. And, you know, as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. Like your cat.
That was great timing.
I know I must do what's right, you know? I mean, as sure as the Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
He just threw some really big words in there. And hold on, Kilimanjaro is a volcano, right? That's a mountain.
It's a mountain.
Mount Kilimanjaro. You sure? Are you sure it's not a volcano? Because I'm in a volcano's base.
I thought it was a place. Wait, as sure as Kilimanjaro rises, so probably
yeah,
volcano.
So it's tall. It's at least tall, we know.
Like Olympus above this, it's a mountain. Above the Serengeti, it's a mountain.
Yeah,
Mount Kilimanjaro. That's from something.
Yes, that's
what's it from?
A TV show.
I'm thinking of a song. I'm thinking Mount Kilimanjaro. It's something. There's a part of a song that says Kilimanjaro, and it's like they say Mount Kilimanjaro.
This song.
No, so another song.
Are you sure it's not Toto?
It's not Toto. Are Toto? I don't know. I'm just. I seek what's. What's cured or what's deep inside? I seek to cure what's deep inside. Frightened of this thing that I have become, you know.
What have you become? You've become a werewolf.
Become
a scruff.
It's no. I need to get a haircut.
You do,
but I like it longer.
You should get a haircut and keep like a 5 o'clock shadow.
When I put the hat on, I like the way it like kind of folds off.
Yeah, it does look good with the hat.
Because if I got a haircut and I wore this hat, it wouldn't look as good.
Yeah, there wouldn't be much sticking out.
It doesn't look good like that. That's why I have a hat because I have long hair because I wear hats a lot and it looks good. Also, I don't want to spend money on getting a haircut.
That's true.
Very, very, very,
guys'
very
haircuts
true.
Aren't that bad though. Like $20.
No. No, but it's still $20. A girl's haircuts are a lot, but they get them a lot spread out. I remember talking to someone about this because the guy's haircuts are like, oh, it's $20. And girl's haircuts are like $50, maybe almost $100 sometimes. But they get their haircut only like twice a year, not even.
Yeah, I only get my haircut like twice a year.
Yeah, well, you grow your hair out. Most guys don't. They keep it like Sam and Nick. Their hair is pretty short. It's short.
Like half the reason I don't get my hair cut is because I'm like, I don't feel like spending money to.
I just don't feel like doing it. Like, you know? Why? I just don't feel like going out and doing it. I hate
getting my hair cut, too. Just like the sitting in a chair, being completely still.
Yeah.
Never liked it.
Never liked it.
And I like having long hair better than short hair, too. So, win-win.
You know what, Spence?
What?
It's going to take some time to do the things we never had. That's the end of the song. That's letting you know.
Oh, really?
I didn't want to repeat anything.
Just like last time. Yeah. See, I think we definitely learned a lesson there.
Yeah, we're looking at nearly 26 minutes right now.
Yeah.
I think that was a good time. We had a lot of good talks.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
I feel really good about this one.
It was a good... People are going to want to listen to this episode. Because it's Africa by Toto. Everyone loves this song. Yeah,
I mean, if you see that, I'm pretty sure...
That's why it should have been the first episode, which I regret, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Should have been. You should be apologizing to me because you're the one that put me through that.
if we applied the no repetition rule in the first one, it would have been like, over in 5 minutes.
It would have been like a 4-second podcast.
Which is funny. I'm going to end this one at exactly 27 minutes. Right now, we got like about 23 seconds left.
We got 23 minutes left.
We got 23 more minutes left. We got 20 seconds left. Spencer, what do you have to say to close this out?
All I have to say is good luck, everyone.
Be sure to share this podcast around. Be sure to check out the Academy on YouTube. And stay tuned next week. We're going to be posting on Tuesdays, I think is our day now.
Yeah, Tuesdays.
Tuesdays at 4 p.m. All right, 27 minutes, guys.